Street Knowledge Soldiers presents Redemption. And today on the show, we have something by the title, Never Really Titled It. And this is by 99 the Saint, my friend, my comrade, my counterpart. We here jailing together. CDCR number B as in boy, E as in elephant, 0762. And I must express to our listeners, he is sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. We're trying to end that type of sentence because that is a death sentence within itself. And as a supporter of Breaking the LWAP, I like to welcome you to the show, Saint.
Yeah, that, you know, it's LWAP till it's not, you know?
Yes, yes.
You know, laws is changing, court saving people. Stay positive, productive. Nothing gonna get in our way, you know?
Absolutely not. And that's what this redemption is about, because we are redeemed. We are blessed by redemption, and we do have the mercy and the grace of the Lord. And he's handed out some talents, and you're very talented. And that's why I pulled you over.
Yeah.
Because I was hoping you'd bless the show.
I appreciate it.
And what was so, I don't want to say funny, but you spit something to me, and when I asked you, hey, what's the name of it? You said, man, you know what? I never really titled it.
You know how it goes? We be beating on walls, beating on doors, starting off writing poems. Some of them turn into real songs. Some of them just thoughts out loud.
Absolutely.
You know?
But I had to say to myself before we get on the show, I was like, that's the title. Yeah. Never really titled it.
Yeah.
So without a further ado, my friend, my brother, my counterpart, Mr. 99 the Saint, will you please bless the show?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, here go a little something. See, I ain't got the time I used to. Buying her some new shoes, put her in a new coupe. She said she spent a little bit longer sleeping on my chest like she used to. We went from coffee in the morning, 90 days of touring, stacking up the Torben, spent some days in Florence, yeah. But her family lives in Oregon. She been spending more time up north than never get to see her anymore. But I save a seat on the jet, in case she wanna fly out and see the show. But I know that's something that she'll never say she wants. But I never say never. Give me something worth the pressure. This ain't my first time running. I need something better. Lately I ain't really felt nothing. But I need to see more from her. If things are ever gonna get better, better. That's a little something. It's still in the process, you know. I might have even stumbled through and mixed some of those words up. That's why I've been looking for like a little guitar riff, you know. But there's a few things. I might even have a little something else, you know, since we still on tape.
We still on tape, man. Go ahead and feed us, baby.
Yeah, my pops got cancer. And this is where this one had originally came from. And when pops got cancer, I started thinking about like, damn, I'm not ready to lose my pops, you know? All the shit we've been through, I just didn't even think of that. That kind of hit me upside the head. Although, you know, when I wrote this song, I originally thought he wasn't gonna make it. He had surgery and everything's looking swell now.
I salute that.
You know?
I was a young boy and lost my mom to cervical cancer at 14, and I spiraled out of control because of that. I took it out on the streets. I joined the gang, and you know, cancer is not something you can get your hands around. So if I could, I would have destroyed the cancer, but I couldn't. So all I did was destroy everything around me, destroy the neighborhood, the community. I victimized a lot of people. So I sympathized and empathized with that. I salute you, Saint.
Yeah, it started out, we ended up laying it to piano with a little help from the outside, you know, doing it through these prison phones, and somebody helped me out with it, but it just started off, it was just, emotion thinking back to when I was a kid. You know, I've been so into the rap and the freestyle and the raw that I didn't even know I had another side until I started really like experimenting. But it started off a little something like it was life doesn't end, 'cause when I dream I know I'm gonna fly. Even if I fail, still try every time. When I was 19 years old, I lived 100 lives. Tears that grow the trees from my mama eyes. Songs that pay the way when my parents fight. Running through the storm just so I can shine. It's only 8 billion in the world, but it's you and I. Life doesn't end, 'cause when I dream, I know I'm gon' fly. Even if I fail, still try every time. 19 years old, but lived 100 lives. And it started off like that, and we turned it into a song for Pops. Had him crying, had everybody in my family crying when we put it on wax. I didn't know it was gonna take like that. I believe they posted it, and it got like 100,000 likes, bro, with a little help from somebody out in Barbados.
Amen.
Yeah, it kind of went all over the place, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like that, man. I'd like to thank you for sharing that with us and coming on the show and give us a couple acapella snippets. Before I close out, I want to go ahead and open the floor for you. You obviously do carry a lot of thoughts, a lot of emotions, a lot of feelings.
Yeah.
To our listeners, to your loved ones, to your victims, to the community, the floor is open, saying what you want to say.
Man, it's a lot to say. You know, I came in battling this LY plus 60. And it's crazy. I maintained my innocence this entire time, you know. And I maintained it for a reason. You know, I'm not an innocent human being. I own everything I've done in my life. It's been terrible or otherwise. I just didn't do what they said I did. Especially the way they said I did it, you know. I'm pretty much serving time because I wouldn't tell them who my driver was or my friends in the car. They didn't get out. So why would I allow them to be facing a sentence like mine when they just sat in the car? You know, I don't know if that makes me a bad person, but there's no way that I could be looking at somebody else going through the same struggle that I'm going through because of a messed up court system or not being able to afford a proper attorney, you know? So we keep our mouths shut and then they nail us to the wall. But these new laws, thankfully and fortunately, are changing and they bringing justice to the light, you know? When they saying now that If there was a possibility of somebody else being the shooter, then they can't convict us no more. See, they were just, all I need to do is, hey, I'll put you there, say you here for this, and I find you guilty by the way you look. Nah, it don't work like that. They supposed to meet their burden of proof. Never met that. I just been waiting patiently. In a couple months, I'll be going back to court, and everything's going to change. Then I'll be able to see that look, like, see everybody doubting me. Yeah, right, everyone's innocent in prison. Nah, everybody's not innocent, but there's a lot of people here that have been wrongly accused or forced to take a sentence that didn't fit the crime whatsoever, you know? And a lot of that has to do with these public defenders, state-appointed attorneys that don't really care about nothing but
a lot of it came out of becoming a business to warehouses and make a paycheck for the ones in the suits and the ones that write all the laws. But now there's advocates, there's legislators seeing it the way it should have been from the beginning. I do believe we're in a good climate. I do believe things are going to change. This Redemption Channel is just that. That you're redeemed, that you find redemption, that you take responsibility, you take accountability. If you didn't have that in your heart and in your eyes when I look into them, I wouldn't have invited you into the show. So I salute you, I praise you, I fight the good fight with you. I want to go ahead and invite our listeners to be supporters, come in, drop a like, a share, a follow, subscribe, tell somebody about it, follow my man. He's trying to get this LWAP off. Let's get that up off of him. Let's give him some victory and glorify the kingdom. And from Street Knowledge Soldiers Presents Redemption, we like to thank you, Saint.
I would like to close this out with a memory from County Jail Blues. That's what we used to call it, right?
Yeah.
Somebody told me once, they said, man, I heard you singing that to your girl on the phone, and I said, it ain't no way in hell this man did what they said he did. And it was something that the OG always used to make me smile about when I was having a bad day. What's that song, youngster? What's that song? And it's real short, and I close out with this, but I used to tell my wife, you know, the mother of my children, I love her to death, but one day I was just in my head beating on the bunk, and I said, you know what? I'm gonna get on this phone, I'm gonna say it one more time. But it was, see, I know times do get hard, and you out there all alone, and you want me home so bad. But please don't be mad at me. See, I know times do get hard, and you out there all alone, and you want me home so bad. But please don't be mad at me.
That's gas, my loved one. My loved one, that's gas. From Street Knowledge Soldiers Presents Redemption. This was a product by 99 the Saint. Never really titled it. And God bless you.
Yes, sir. Much love.
Salute.